on the same train. They meet again.
Ah, okay.
And this time around, he gets her number, and so on and so forth. Yeah, it's a beautiful song, and it's actually a friend of mine in Ukraine right now. If he's listening, if he's not, he'll listen to it later on the podcast. Yeah. He loves this song, and you know, he's currently serving in the armed forces of Ukraine as well. So I'd like to dedicate that song to him, if that's okay. His name is Alexa. Previously, we heard from one of the most famous Ukrainian bands, Vopliveda Plasova. It's a band that basically started the movement of not only ethno rock, rock, or like gypsy punk, if you will. Gogol Bordelli is actually very much inspired by this band. Eugene Hatz was the roadie.
Oh,
this
no
band.
Way!
Yeah, when he was 16 or 15, he was basically carrying their bass guitars and amps in Kiev. And this song is from 1997, called Vesna or Spring. Probably the most famous song by them, or one of the most famous songs by them. They're still quite active, and they're actually coming to the U.S. in June. They'll be touring across the country, so...
Oh, awesome.
I'm not sure if they're coming to Richmond.
Probably not.
But they're definitely probably playing something in D.C., I would think. I'm not familiar with their schedule, but they're coming to the U.S., just so you know.
A song that Vlad really wanted to play on the show, but we couldn't because it's not on the streaming service that we're using to put this playlist together, or on any of the streaming services, I think, is the problem, right?
It's only on YouTube, I believe.
Yeah, and so I did get to see it there, and that's Vopliveda Plasova's version of Hotel California, although they've changed all the words and made it actually way funnier.
It is, yeah.
But the video is hilarious, and of course how they play that song, which I think that song is just generally funny, unintentionally funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
All around. So check that out if you have a chance on YouTube. Vopliveda Plasova, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Vopliveda Plasova, yeah.
From Ukraine and their version of Hotel California.
And all of their stuff is quite good, actually. If you're just looking to explore more of Ukrainian music, highly recommend checking them out.
Okay.
Yeah. Before that, we heard from Boombox. Actually, some of you, like some of the listeners, might be familiar with this voice. It became basically the symbol of resistance at the very beginning of the full-scale invasion. Bill, you might know, it was basically a folk song sang by the lead singer, Andriy Hlebniuk. And then Pink Floyd actually put music on top of it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oy, Luzi, Chervona Kalina. Mm-hmm. It was sung a cappella, basically, and became like an instant hit. But this is the singer, from the band Boombox, who's also serving in the armed forces of Ukraine. You know, things have changed, and even musicians have to, you know, join the ranks of the armed forces. That's just the reality of Ukraine currently.
It's all people on deck at this point.
Yep, absolutely. The song was from 2008, Peaceful Times, for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this band has the cool ability to mix rap and rock and occasional trip-hop together. It's a cool band. Also worth checking out, you know. I would highly recommend looking into their other stuff. Before that, we heard from Okean Elze, which is just like Vopliveda Plasova, one of the giants of Ukrainian rock music. They recently celebrated their 30th anniversary, I believe. They've been also quite active. They've toured the U.S. extensively. I believe they're coming back again this summer. This is from their first album. The song is called Tam de nas nema, basically where we are not. I know that Bill likes this song a lot, so
I particularly enjoy it. I mean, I'm enjoying the whole show myself. Having not picked out any of these songs, and just getting to hear them. Well, I got to hear the playlist, you know, before the show.
Yeah.
But that's one of the ones that really stood out for me. I was like, wow, I really like that. I have to check out more of that band.
You know, I will definitely repeat myself again, but if you like Ukrainian music, definitely check out Okean Elze. Mm-hmm. It's a great band. They've been very active the past 30 years, and all of their albums are definitely worth checking out. And the first song of the set was by Tanak Nemajdani Kongo, History of Ukraine in 5 Minutes. I know that Bill loves this song as well. This band also has been active for 30 or 35 years at this point.
Wow.
There are kind of the classic band for like Ukrainian rap, I would say.
Okay.
Hip-hop, rather, probably the first one.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the song basically covers everything from the Big Bang up until 2019.
It really is a history of Ukraine.
Digs
in 5 minutes.
Mythology, digs into Ukrainian literature, achievements of the Ukrainian state and the people of Ukraine for the past centuries.
Yeah, the early Christianity is
absolutely
in there, and prior, and philosophy, and of course the more political history of the modern, mm-hmm. of the last 2 or 3 centuries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is mostly a history of warfare, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
And they do say that in the song, right? At one point he says, there's more to us than just swords.
Yeah, and there's actually a line that I really like from the song. It quotes the national anthem, and it goes like, "But neither glory nor freedom die in Ukraine. Fate will always smile towards us. Therefore, the blue sky will be wry, and what's next is up to you." So
that's invoking the colors of the Ukrainian flag there when he says the blue sky will be wry.
Exactly.
The blue and the yellow.
But what's next is up to you, and mm-hmm. Ukrainian people have been exemplary, basically, at defining what freedom of choice means and what freedom means,
yeah.
you know, in the grand scheme.
Yeah, they're doing it for the benefit of the whole world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's remarkable to see. And they absolutely don't have any quit, which is also remarkable to see.
Mm-hmm. And if I may, real quick, Bill.
Yeah.
If anybody's looking to support Ukraine in any shape or form, look into Razom. It's Razom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a U.S.-based nonprofit. They help refugees, they help just Ukraine in general, and you know, it's a very well established nonprofit based in New York. So if you're looking to contribute to Ukraine, definitely look into Razom.
Okay, so there you go. That's Vlad's seal of approval for Razom. That's great information for mm-hmm. people to have. All right, let's get back into the music, man, because we talked a long time in that
let's
break.
Let's do it.
Yes, now we've got the Eurovision winners here.
Not just the winners. We've got two winners.
Well, they won the country side of the competition, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But
yeah.
Actual Eurovision winners, we've got two of those.
Right.
We've got one that finished second, and we've got one that finished maybe 6th or 7th, something like that. Uh-huh. Still in top 10. And we'll start with Jamala.
Despite that, these are good songs. Despite, not because.
Excellent songs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Jamala, a song called 1944. It's a dedication to the deportation of Crimean Tatars from her home in Crimea. And it's a beautiful song. Yeah,
and this is what everybody should be. This is the kind of thing that everybody should be doing in the Eurovision Song Contest,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Agreed.
So check this out. This is a really good one right here on Global Agogo.
When strangers are coming, they come to your house, they kill you all and say, "We're not killed. Where's your mind? Humanity cries. You think you're God, but everyone dies. Don't swallow our soul. Our souls. Future.
весняночка, весняночка, де ти зимувала? Йо садочко на клиночку, сорочечку пряла.
We caught ourselves by surprise with that ending. You're listening to Global Agogo here at 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and I'm in here with Vlad Kuchuklu. And we've just played a bunch of music for Ukrainian songs that have been in the Eurovision Song Contest over the last few years, last 10 years or so. So tell us about what we just heard there.
Yeah, the last one was by Verka Serdyuchka, who is a Ukrainian pop star, also has been around for like probably the past 30 years. Actually started out as a TV host, and the theme of the show was basically different Ukrainian TV music pop stars getting into the same train car with her, and just it was kind of like a late night show in a sense.
Yeah.
The song is from 2010, and it's called Dancing Lasha Tumbai. And back in 2010, it was actually became the center of a scandal because somehow in Russia, instead of Lasha Tumbai, they heard Russia Goodbye, which was not intended in any shape or form. But
it doesn't even really sound like that. But maybe if you're really not paying close attention.
Yeah, but since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, Verka Serdyuchka started singing Russia Goodbye instead of Lasha Tumbai. So now it's loud and clear. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we heard from Kalush Orchestra a song called Stefania. It's the winner of 2022 Eurovision.
That's the one that started with that great choral singing.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so characteristic of the region.
And it's also once again this sort of mix of traditional and new hip hop and ethno influences from Western Ukraine. Before that, we heard from Goe. They represented Ukraine on the Eurovision in 2021. Also, a cool mix of traditional and new. In this case, it's more, I guess, trance-oriented. I believe they finished 6th or 7th in 2021. But with Ukraine, what's interesting is no matter where they finish, on the Eurovision, their songs basically become very popular outside of the Eurovision, no matter where they finish, basically. But they tend to finish in top 10, which helps. And before that, we heard a song called 1944, as I mentioned at the beginning of the set, by Jamala, who is Crimean Tatar. And the song, as I mentioned, is a dedication to the deportation of Crimean Tatars from their native Crimea to Central Asia, which happened in 1944 and was ordered by Stalin. This song also won the Eurovision in 2016.
All right, and you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM, and WRIR.org. Hey, here's another way to hear Global Agogo. WRIR's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, which is at 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of this show and actually all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs from their solar-powered garden shed. So you can listen to us right there if you want to. They're also broadcasting selected other shows all week long. And if your business or organization plays Global Agogo every week, let me know, and I'll announce that on the air as well. We're going to get back into the music here in just a moment. But before we do, here is a pause for the cause. Richmond Food Not Bombs helps those in need of a meal, but it's about solidarity, not charity. Food Not Bombs is an international organization devoted to ending poverty and war, and in Richmond, they've been sharing a free vegetarian meal every week for over 25 years. Meals are served and groceries are distributed every Sunday in Monroe Park at 4 p.m., so that's coming up in about an hour and a half from now. If you would like to join, or if you're in need of food, you can message them if you want on Instagram at Richmond Food Not Bombs, all one word, or much more simple, just show up at Monroe Park Sunday at 4 p.m. Remember, food is a right, not a privilege. And that is a public service announcement from your community radio station, WRIR. And yeah, so we've got like 34 minutes left in the show. We got a long set coming up next of more of the ethno style music, mm-hmm. but less pop than the last
less
set.
Less pop, more ethno.
More ethno for sure. So let's get started with that.
Let's do it. We'll start with Daja Braja, who, you know, most of you probably know who they are. It's probably the most well-known Ukrainian band in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm hopefully going to get to see them again at the end of the month. I've seen them before.
Oh, yeah. They're
going to be playing at the Big Ears Festival in Knoxville.
Yeah, they continue to be excellent. You know, they've been around for the past 20 years. Great band. If you haven't seen them, definitely see them. Yeah.
All right, and so what's the name of this song from Daja Braja?
It's called Sho Z'pod Duba, What's Under the Oak Tree.
All right, coming up right now on Global Agogo. Check this out.
всіх. Ой, не край, не правильний шлях. Земля, ліжко, небо нам дах. Кому хреста, кому тюрма. Вибір доля, зроби сама. Тіні предків плетують гайм. Хай нам дика музика грає.
That's Vopli Vito Plasova once again. We got them in here twice on today's show. Vlad, you want to tell folks what they were just hearing on this show of all Ukrainian music today here on Global Agogo?
Absolutely. We'll start with Vopli Vito Plasova, the last song that you guys heard called Musica Dika, which means wild music. The song is from early 2000s as well, and it's an example of Kolomika. It's kind of like Ukrainian take on hip-hop before hip-hop. And it's mostly popular in the Western Ukraine, but you know, now it's like kind of like spread out elsewhere. It's basically funny lyrics about day-to-day life, that kind of thing, very folkloric. Before that we had Kozak Siromakha. It's a newer performer, newer tune from 2024, and features a hurdy-gurdy, which is also very popular in Ukraine. And it's made in Ukraine by actually a performer on this track named Gordy Staruch. He makes them basically fully by hand, alone. And one can actually buy one from him if you're interested. Yeah, he has a shop in Lviv. Before that, we had a track by Ilaria. It was also probably closer to Vopli Vito Plasova on the rock side of things. It's called Kamyenna Gora, or Stone Mountain, and it's a song also from Western Ukraine, more like Bukovina region, which borders Romania. We did not plan on it, but a lot of these songs ended up having this Western Ukraine influence, which is cool. I just realized that. And then we had a track by Kurbasi, a song called Hutsulka, which also, once again, Western Ukraine, the Hutsul region, which borders Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania. And it's actually a mix of cultures in there. A lot of influence from Romani culture, a lot of influence from Hungarian culture, Polish culture, and also Ukrainian subcultures such as Lemko. And for those of you who don't know, Lemko culture is represented in the U.S. by the great Andy Warhol. If you happen to be in Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh region, there's a lot of Eastern European influence there, and Lemko influence, among others, as well. And then we started with the great Dacha Bracha at the very beginning of the set. And Yeah, they're also touring in the U.S., I believe, so if you manage to catch them, definitely do so.
That's really one of the coolest live shows that I've ever seen, that band. Yeah. It's really, it's a real multimedia experience. Definitely
absolutely
catch
is.
Them if you can.
Yeah, 100%. And we can probably move on to our next set, right?
Yeah, great, because we're running out of time here. We've got DJ Greybeard coming in 12 minutes. And so we've got time for, you know, two, maybe three more songs in today's show. Why don't you tell people about this, about the two that we know that we're going to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so, this will be our last chance.
Yeah. So the first one will be by Kirill Stetsenko and Tatiana Kocherina, Play the Violin Play, from a great release that just came out last year, Even the Forest Hums, Ukrainian Sonic Archives, 1971-1996.
Yeah.
Great album.
Yeah, let me just, I'll just interject here to say that this is one of the first Ukrainian compilations that's being released, you know, in a major form, not a major label, but a really important reissue label, Light in the Attic Records.
Absolutely.
And so this is really giving a lot more visibility to Ukrainian music of the 20th century, and which is a great thing. And it's a cool package, a lot of variety in there, and a really beautiful cover. I mean, I just love the cover.
And I would also note that it's actually, it's a double album, and one record is blue and the other one is yellow, which is a really great tribute to Ukraine. You know, it's the colors of the Ukrainian flag. So, yeah.
Okay, and then the second song that you're going to hear.
Yeah, it's an absolute classic called Chervona Ruta. Everybody in Ukraine knows that song. It is a classic. That's,
good.
That's the word, basically.
Good. And now everyone that's listening to this show will know it as well.
100%.
Ideal.
Yep.
All right. Well, Vlad, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Bill.
Today.
Thank you.
It's been a while, and I hope to have you here more frequently now that you're back in Richmond.
It was.
That is so convenient for me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And it's, I think it ended up being a special radio show for a special cause.
Yeah.
You know, and please don't forget to support Ukraine.
That's right. So, thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm going to be out of town next week. I'm going to be at the Big Ears Festival in Knoxville. I'm excited about that. And so, Albert is going to be in here subbing for me. I'll be back in 2 weeks at the same time. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the Other Black Music. And as always, remember, the future is unwritten.
I'm right. Ти признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах вечір зілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене чарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Бачу я тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, у забутих стежках, ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чиста моя вода, то є бистра я вода сині.
Island and Kingston Massive, Saturday, April 5th, Canada's Reggae Ambassadors, the Human Rights, invites you to join us as we celebrate the release of our new album, One People, at the Hotel Wolf Island. Tickets are $25 advance at thehotelwolfisland.com, $30 at the door. Show starts at 7:30, and we'll be playing two full sets. Check out thehumanrights.ca for more info. That's the Human Rights One People album release party, Saturday, April 5th at the Hotel Wolf Island, right by the ferry docks. Presented in association with CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and